Good afternoon. This is Education Today. This is a program brought to you by the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And it is a program intended for blind and print impaired audiences. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Sarah McManus, and I am your host. Here with me today, we have Sheila Spiegel, and she is with the Accessibility Services Department at the Wake Tech Community College North Campus. She is actually an accessibility assistant. Thank you, Sheila, for joining us today.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Today we're going to talk about disability services and how students can succeed in community college. We're using Wake Tech as an example, and a lot of the things that Sheila will talk about will be applicable to various audiences around North Carolina and various contexts in community college. Today, what we'd like for you to do, Sheila, is tell us a little bit about what you do at Wake Tech and what services you provide for persons who are blind or have print disabilities.
Well, as you said, I'm Sheila Spiegel, and I work on staff with Disability Support Services at Northern Wake Tech campus. We provide access and accommodations to enhance the college experience of students with documented disabilities. My specific job at Wake Tech is to provide support to VI and blind students in math and science and what other classes they need. This includes AT support, reader, scribe for math, tactile graphics, and many other manipulatives. Not all schools provide the same DSS support. All higher education institutions provide services. How it is provided and what services provided are different from school to school.
Thank you. And when you say tactile graphics, can you give us a specific example of a type of tactile graphic that you provide?
Well, the tactile graphics that we provide, they're basically anything that is raised that the student can feel or see. I've provided lots of graphs with raised lines, using all types of mediums in economics, anatomy and physiology, all types of math courses and statistics. And I used things such as wiki sticks or pipe cleaners and just tactile printers to create all of these graphs that really help the student understand the concept from a pic that they wouldn't be able to see with a picture, a complicated picture.
Oh. Can you give the audience a specific example of perhaps a student who had some frustrations with the curriculum area, came to you for support and for services, and you were able to help them with a tactile graphic to help them to be more successful?
Probably the most challenging course that I had was anatomy and physiology. A student who was taking massage therapy, this was a required course. And so I had to create graphics that showed a lot of the various body systems, the details with the cells, organs, and also different body parts. So I use many different types of mediums to show the textures. Blind students feel texture. We see color, they see texture. Mm. So I created different textures to bring the pictures alive. I use things as macaroni, oatmeal, different textured paper, and even sandpaper, all sorts, whatever different texture that I could find that would create a different color, a different 3D effect, and to show how the organs kind of fit underneath each other. It was very challenging but very rewarding to see that she was able to understand the concept.
Wow. It sounds like you're very creative and you really enjoy your job. What's the most meaningful part of your job?
Well, for me, the most meaningful part is when I literally see the light bulb go off. You can see in a student's face and that smile that that for the first time they truly understand the concept of what the instructor was trying to bring across in the classroom, or that particular graph that's in the book that has so many different layers to it. So just seeing that light bulb and to have them just be so grateful that they can understand what is necessary for them to pass the class.
Wow. Well, now that we know that Disability Services is there for students, let's think about, you know, some of the students who are about to graduate this spring. Some of them may be thinking about going to a community college. And they may be thinking about, you know, how do I get started with this? What are some steps that I need to take in order to be able to even go to Disability Services? Do I call? Do I go to the website? Do I come for a visit? What do I need to do if I want to get started?
Well, just like any other student who's preparing to go to college, it never hurts to visit. You can start, if it were Wake Tech, you could visit, or you could start with our website, which is waketech.edu, waketech.edu, and look around on the website. Disability Support Services has a link. And the most important thing, as with any student pursuing higher education, know yourself. That includes your strengths as well as your weaknesses. Just because you have a documented disability, that does not mean that you don't have many strengths and interests and lots to contribute to your own success. If you know your goals, then you should not be afraid to strive to be the best student that you can be and to be the best in the class. And we provide accommodations for testing at Wake Tech. We have large print, braille, audio, redescribed for math. So going through the testing process is not as difficult as you might think.
Oh, and I know there's I think it's ACCUPLACER that students have to take before they're accepted or when they're getting placed into courses. Is that accessible as well? Are those same accommodations available?
Yes, all of the things that I mentioned are available for the ACCUPLACER, and every student is required to take the ACCUPLACER, and that just tells us and tells you and us where you start.
Excellent, excellent. And they don't have to wait until they graduate from high school to get started with looking at disability services and looking at colleges. When students go for college visits, can they also come by the Disability Services office?
Of course. It's never too early. Never too early to self-disclose, never too early to start to fill out the student inquiry form. And then from there, once we have your documentation, it's on file. And that's just one step that's taken care of. But whatever you're thinking of, just like wherever you, with any other student, just start early and learn to navigate around campus.
Excellent. What about faculty? When students first start at the university, how are their faculty prepared for them when they're going to be in their class? Do you train the faculty? What kind of supports do they have?
Well, all of our faculty has access to a course through professional development called Introduction to Accessibility, and that's something that they can take that helps them to prepare accessible documents in Microsoft Office, Word, PowerPoint, Excel. A part of my job is to create a team approach with the student's coordinator through Disability Support Services, faculty, and myself. We meet with the faculty member, first of all, to dispel that fear that how will they ever be able to teach a blind or visually impaired student. And once we develop a rapport, and then we meet with the faculty to find out what is the most important content and how can we create the proper content and the proper assignments so that the student can be successful. And usually the team approach works very well, and the student just gains so much confidence knowing that we have invested in their success.
Wow, that's a great way to take a team approach and making sure that you discuss it ahead of time rather than waiting until problems come about. Are students able to register early so that they know exactly what classes they're going to be taking and which professors they're going to have so they can also advocate for themselves?
Yes. Once a student is registered with DSS and they go through the normal registration process, meet with their advisor, find out the courses that they need to take, work out financial aid, then they are eligible for priority registration, which helps them to sign up for classes a little bit early and helps us to prepare whatever they may need for their classes and also to meet with the teachers.
Hmm. It reminds me of the conference, the North Carolina Conference on Visual Impairments and Blindness that took place this spring. One of the things that we did was we had a conference presentation, or I had a conference presentation with some folks from the Division of Services for the Blind. And one thing that they recommend is that as soon as the student is registered for class or actually has been accepted for the university or community college, that they apply for their technology equipment because it takes so long for that equipment to come in. It can take as much as 6 months sometimes for the equipment to arrive. And so I just encourage folks, if they are going to think about going to the community college, that they, once they do register and they get their acceptance, that they contact DSP so they have their equipment. Because once they go to the community college, there are lots of technology platforms that students are going to have to be able to use. So, Sheila, can you tell us about some of the technology platforms that are used by students at Wake Tech?
Well, as we know, every high school student or even non-traditional student has access to some sort of technology today. Students come to college with a laptop. They come to college with a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And these things are pretty much just standard now. But for VI, blind students, they must learn whatever technical vehicle they need to complete the basic coursework. Students must be proficient in whatever software, screen reader, or computer that they use that has helped them to succeed thus far. They have to be proficient and independent in assistive technology. We train them with the software that we have on campus that they would use on a daily basis to succeed in their education. And so as we go forward, we meet with the students. I'm thinking about here, particularly at Wake Tech, the platform for information that we have is called Blackboard. All students have to learn to navigate Blackboard. We can teach them the keystrokes that are compatible with whatever screen reader they're using, but they will be taught how to navigate Blackboard, how to navigate Microsoft Office 365, and just start out with that whole communication piece. There is an orientation to Blackboard, which is just as important as student orientation, and this is the way that all of the professors use this in their class to communicate announcements, to communicate your syllabus. You would download all of your documents. So once you really have proficiency in this, you probably would be very well prepared for Wake Tech.
Yes. And you mentioned Blackboard. Is that for online and face-to-face courses?
Yes. Yes, Blackboard is for all courses, and I should mention that if you're taking an online course, which is always an option, there's a required online quiz that you must pass to show your proficiency in navigating online. All online students are now required to take that as part of our initiative at Wake Tech.
Excellent. So they don't have to be on campus to actually take courses at Wake Tech. They can also get online credit, and then do you help them at Disability Services if they're taking online courses, just like if they were taking a face-to-face course?
Well, we just make sure that they have access to the online courses, and we provide books, maybe in electronic format, but we just make sure that the course is accessible, that they can use it from whatever computer that they have.
Oh, that's excellent. And I know that high school students who are having to work with any kind of learning management system, whether it's Blackboard or another one, they're going to have some experiences behind them once they get to a community college, because as you mentioned, whether it's an online course or it's face-to-face, all the professors are using Blackboard at Wake Tech for their courses so that students can get their materials, their assignments, communications through that online platform. You also mentioned that you would help students learn how to navigate using the type of screen reader software that they're using. So if they're using JAWS or NVDA or any other screen reader, they would be able to continue to use that, and you would just help them with the navigation. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have an assistive technology specialist on staff.
Oh, that's wonderful. What about iOS devices? Are they able to use VoiceOver as well?
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Most of our students do. They're very tech savvy with VoiceOver. We don't know what students will, what knowledge they'll have when they come through the door. So we just make sure that they can, you know, that they can use it to the best of their ability. There, one student has a Chromebook, mm-hmm. and so it's just making sure that you are very comfortable with the technology that you use right now.
Okay. If they have some challenges, or there's some things that you can do to help with the AT devices.
Yes. We always between our assistive technology staff and our IT, there are things that we can do to help them to make sure that, again, that they have access, that they are able to access their books, they're able to access their course content, and again, we work with the teachers so that the teachers will provide us documents and we can put them in an accessible format.
Excellent. And we know it's more than just accessing curriculum. Students also need to be able to navigate the campus and feel comfortable and safe in their environment. How do you help students to navigate the campus?
Students will get orientation and mobility to go specifically to their classes and the important offices like financial aid and registered. Right now we are working on a very special project that we received a grant to create a 3D tactile map so that students can actually be able to get an overview of the entire Northern Wake Tech campus. And we're very excited about our 3D tactile map.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit more about that 3D map and how it came about.
Well, a few years ago, I was inspired by a student who got lost on campus. And she called our office, and the technical assistant via cell phone walked around and found her. And that was when I realized that she knew. She had an idea where she was, what building was she was behind, but she really didn't know all of the buildings on the campus. And even when we built new buildings, they weren't aware. So I realized that Wake Tech had been given a 3D printing lab grant. And so I just met with some of the people that received that grant and formulated something with my benchmarking, which is required at Wake Tech. And last year, we were awarded, our department was awarded a grant to produce a 3D tactile map of Northern Wake campus. Mm-hmm. And this map turned out to be a collaboration between five departments: Disability Support Services, which was me and my colleague; Campus Design and Construction, they provided the master plan layout; Architectural Technology, they provided the computer-aided design, the CAD design, for the 3D printing, the 3D printing lab, and then also Electronics Engineering. Those students created what's called Arduino, which was a student project, which is the next level of accessibility. And the students program these Arduino chips so that when we touch the buildings, they'll actually speak.
Wow.
And just give them and give everyone information about which departments are in each building. And we were very excited to be able to include students to be able to do this as a student service learning.
Wow. Did you also include students who are blind or have print impairments, like perhaps even the student who got lost?
Well, she has graduated and gone on to bigger and better things, but we did ask one of our alumni students to come back and be on the committee. And she graciously consented to be on the committee in the planning stages, which was so important because she could just give us her perspective on the best textures and ways to create the map from that standpoint. And as we moved forward, we got input from other blind individuals as to the particular textures she used for legends, the particular height of some of the symbols, and it was really, really important to include blind individuals from the in the planning process, not just when it was finished.
Yes, ongoing feedback is critical, and being at the front end is always great. When will this tactile graphic be available? Because it sounds awesome.
Well, we're in the process of having it printed. Our final report is due mid-June, and so in the next month, We will print all the sections and hopefully have it in one central location that students can spend time with the map. And also it incorporates universal design. The buildings are specific colors. The parking lots are specific textures. And we hope that this is really a map that will benefit all the students, not just blind, visually impaired.
Oh, wow. That sounds awesome. Is it going to be in your office, in the DSS office?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of for our campus, it will be there. And then hopefully, once we are successful with this, we will continue and create a map for other campuses.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. That is fantastic. I think that you have inspired all these groups to work together, and you had a vision for it, and you're just to be applauded for your insight into what might be needed to solve a problem that you saw that existed. So congratulations. We have a few more minutes, and I wanted to talk to you about some manipulatives that you might have that could help students to be successful in their classes. I know there's one in particular that you have. It's called Math Window, I believe. Can you tell us a little bit about Math Window?
Math Window is it's actually a very simple concept that is so effective in teaching blind and visually impaired students. It actually is just a magnetized whiteboard, but the system incorporates various individual tiles that have numbers and math symbols in Braille print. There are also a set of tiles for visually impaired that are large print. What Math Windows allows is students to place the tiles in order of the problem, but then move the tiles around to manipulate the math problems. It's effective, especially in problems with algebra, geometry, where you have to move your numbers, you have to manipulate, and it also stimulates the whole idea of hands-on learning. And we've used it for most of our pre-curriculum math courses. And I've also created a set of own personalized set of add-ons where we have just certain textures, and I've created parentheses and plus and fractions for students who aren't that familiar with Nemeth, but still need to manipulate. They still need to manipulate all of those symbols to figure out the problem. So Math Windows has been very useful with our pre-curriculum
college
excellent. Class.
Are they just used in math classes, or can they use them in other areas as well?
Well, it can be applied to other areas. I've used it with chemistry in figuring out conversions. We've used it in, actually used it in chemistry to not only figure out conversions, but to figure, to figure out how atoms are moved around. And also, we use Math Window in whatever area where you need to just kind of move things around and be able to create something that is a little different from a math problem. Conversions is one, and also in like I said, in chemistry where you have to actually move those atoms around. It doesn't just have to be numbers. It's mm-hmm. just symbols that represent whatever you need to have it represent.
Yeah, so that you don't have to keep it all in your mind, so to speak. You can actually touch it and figure out where it is. It's magnetic. It stays there. And then as you manipulate and move from one thing to another, you can kind of follow your steps.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Are they allowed to use that as an accommodation on their tests or in conjunction on their tests?
Well, it just depends. It depends on what is needed for the specific exam.
Okay.
You know, what is needed for the specific exam to complete the problem.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the disability services. We've talked about different manipulatives, different devices, tactile devices that you're using. We also reminded students that they can contact disability services early. And probably often, early and often, that's always a good thing.
Yes.
And then also, you know, if you are accepted to the community college, as soon as you're accepted, make sure that you get your equipment order in from DSB so they can make sure that you have your equipment in time for your first day of classes. They get priority registration so that they can have their classes there and that you can work with their professors. So we've covered a lot of ground, but I wanted to see if there was any last-minute advice that you have for students or any other things that you'd like to share with our audience.
Well, I would just like to tell all of you that success is within your control. Our job is just to level the playing field so that you can just take control of your success. Never see yourself as having a disability or no sight. You have vision and the ability to succeed no matter what path you decide to take. You just decide to be the best in your class, and you will.
Excellent. And I've spoken to you before, and I know there's one quote that I remember, and it stuck with me, and that's expect access.
Yes.
Expect access. That's wonderful. So don't ever expect that you're not going to get access to what you have and it's not going to be accessible. Expect it, advocate for it, and it shall be done. Excellent. I think that's wonderful. Thank you, Sheila, so much for being with us today. Tell us that website one more time.
It's waketech.edu, waketech.edu.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Dr. Sarah McManus, and this has been Education Today. Again, this is a program brought to you by the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This program is intended for print and visually impaired and blind audiences. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great afternoon.